The film that's on the mind of our critic this weekend doesn't come from Hollywood. The Best of Youth was never intended for Americans at all, but now they get a chance. Here's Kenneth Turan of Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.
Film critics, like any gamblers, depend on tips. And when I got a tip to see The Best of Youth at the Cannes Film Festival almost 2 years ago, I never imagined I'd be talking about it now. Not only was the film made for Italian television with no thought of the international market, it was 6 hours long, a most unplayable length for movie audiences. But Cannes has scouts, and their man in Italy recommended The Best of Youth to the festival. It ended up winning the jury prize in its section and reducing the normally hard-bitten Cannes audience to tears. That attracted the attention of the exclusive New York and Telluride film festivals, as well as executives at Miramax. Remarkable films make their own rules, but The Best of Youth was still subject to the vagaries of the marketplace, which included Miramax's preoccupation with its internal problems. So Best of Youth didn't show up in theaters until just now. So here's why you should see it. The Best of Youth's story compellingly intertwines one family's personal narrative with nearly 40 years of the defining events of post-war Italian history. It starts out with two brothers embarking on a summer vacation road trip. Rather than heading for unknown shores, the film pushes a different kind of envelope. The filmmakers have concentrated on making mainstream, traditional cinema as good as they can make it. This is a kind of filmmaking we've almost forgotten exists. It's serious, adult storytelling on a grand scale that deals with intensely dramatic events unrolling like a carpet whose rich patterns are a source of continual delight.
They're saying that there has been a terrible flood in Florence.
The film succeeds not in spite of, but because of its epic scale and length. It is the story of the generation that came of age in the cataclysmic 1960s. Though the film's events are specifically Italian, the sense of living in tumultuous times rife with social and political crisis has parallels everywhere. Given that America is convinced it all but invented the 60s, it's more than a little ironic that the great film about that period should come from somewhere else. Like other great popular melodramas, The Best of Youth has a pull that is strong enough to be classified as gravitational. That's why the film has stayed in my mind for nearly 2 years. Those who do take the time to see it will, quite frankly, not believe their luck. This film is that satisfying, that engrossing, that just plain good.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. This is NPR News.